Next patient was Vicky Hollar. That is H-O-L-L-A-R. Hollar, H-O-L-L-A-R, Vicky, V-I-C-K-I-E. Date of next paragraph. Please make a copy of this for Jesus Lopez, MD. J-E-S-U-S Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z, MD. Next paragraph, chief complaint is history of COPD and emphysema and chronic dyspnea. Next paragraph, physical illness. This is a 54-year-old female who has a prior history of COPD and chronic respiratory failure, has been on home oxygen at 2 liters for a nasal cannula. The patient has had multiple admissions to the hospital with pneumonia, and the most recent admission was in December 23, at which time her chest CT showed evidence of her chest X-ray showed evidence of patchy lower lung infiltrates, more so in the left lower lung. The patient was treated with IV antibiotic. The the patient did have a chest CT on 12/18/23, which showed bi-basal pneumonia. And had moderate size hiatal hernia. The the patient was treated with IV antibiotics and subsequently switched to oral doxycycline for 10 days. And she also was on a tapered dose of steroids for over 2 weeks. Presently, the patient states she is on oxygen and she complains of shortness of breath with minimal activity, and she feels like her lower lungs are filling up. She does have a nebulizer at home, which she uses with albuterol solution. The next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history has included history of lumbar disc surgery times two, and a history for C-sections and wrist operation. She also had ventral hernia repairs and appendectomy. The patient has depression and bipolar disorder and hyperlipidemia and PTSD and multiple episodes of pneumonia. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked 2 packs per day for 35 years. And 35 years and has smoked up until now. Drinks alcohol moderately. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother died of unknown causes. Father is alive. Next paragraph. Allergies to Lipitor. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoke. Can you please change the smoking history? The patient smoked 2 to 3 packs per day for 35 years, up until recently. Mm-hmm. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has fatigue, occasional fevers, no cataracts, glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness. She has urinary frequency. She has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. She has abdominal pains, nausea, and heartburn, and black stools. Denies arm pain or chest pain or palpitation. She has depression and anxiety. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has no seizures, but has headaches and memory loss. And no skin rash. Next, med list. Include nebulizer with albuterol and Ativan solution, TID. Breast tree inhaler, 160 micrograms, 2 puffs, PID. And on Cymbalta, 60 milligrams, BID. Hydroxyzine, 50 milligrams, 2 capsules, AM and PM. Protonix, 40 milligrams, BID. Seroquel, 400 milligrams, HS. Carafate, 1 gram, BID. Larica, 100 milligrams, TID. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This moderately obese middle-aged female is alert and no acute distress. She is on O2 at 2 liters. Blood pressure 130 by 70. Pulse 112. Respirations 20. Tension 97.8. Weight is 210. Saturation 95. HEND anomphalic. Pupils reactive. Tongue is moist. Throat is clear. Nasal mucus injected. Ears no inflammation. Next supplement. No bruising. Thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. Wheezes are scattered bilaterally, prolonged expirations, no crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of regular asthma on S2, no murmur of S3. The abdomen is soft, benign. No organomegaly or tenderness, bowel sounds are active. Extremities, mild edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Chest CT. Demonstrated evidence of airspace opacities. In the lower lung fields. And reticular nodular airspace disease. Bilaterally. coronary artery calcifications and moderate hiatal hernia. Can you please also add in the past history? The patient's past history also includes history for obstructive sleep apnea. And the patient has had bronchoscopy done for bilateral pneumonia. Period. That's, please add that in the past history. Next paragraph, impression number one. COPD with emphysema. Number two is resolving pneumonia. Number three is bronchiectasis with chronic bronchitis. Number four, hyperlipidemia. Number five is anxiety and depression. And number five is obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, plan the patient was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and give a sputum for culture and gram stain. She will also use the nebulizer with Duonep solution three times daily and as needed. And was placed on Ceftin 500 milligrams BID for 10 days for exacerbation of COPD. And prednisone 30 milligrams daily for 1 week. And 20 milligrams daily for 1 week. And 10 milligrams daily for a week. Continue with breast tree. Inhaler 160 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. And a copy of her sleep study will be requested, as well as a previous CAT scan that was done. She was advised to refrain from smoking and advised to come back for a follow-up in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Jesus Lopez, J-E-S-U-S Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z, M-D. Thank you.